Rock, New York, the Restaurant Opportunity Center has been agitating for labor rights in the food service industry for years. At a stop along the march, an organizer gave a fresh update on the boycotts.
We've had one great victory, which is that Westside Market is not going to sell any Flaum Appetizing Corporation products any longer. It's an incredible victory for the Flaum Appetizing workers. This is without a doubt a result of their incredible campaign, the incredible dedication of those workers and Brand Workers International as well. But at the three restaurants we're going to tonight, they have no idea that we're coming. And yes, when we march by yelling and screaming and clapping for workers' rights, you're gonna see that look of bulging-eyed surprise that we love to see on the faces of managers and owners when they're breaking the law.
And so they marched down to Babbo, Otto, and Lupa, three bar restaurants around Washington Square, owned by the same Mario Batali, all the while informing customers and passers-by.
I want to say that I just gave a tip and I'm very upset and I want my tip back right now. I drank over here just now, and if I would have known that they're doing this to their workers, I would have never tipped them so well.
The tip is not going to the workers?
No, it's not going to the workers.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's not right.
Mario Batali, you can't hide. We got justice on our side.
Shailesh Shrestha worked at Windows on the World, the restaurant on the top floor of the Twin Towers, where 73 of his colleagues perished on 9/11. Soon after the disaster, he co-founded Rock New York, now a vibrant grassroots advocacy organization with 60,000 members nationwide.
We filed a litigation on behalf of any workers. There are a lot of problems, like stealing the tips, not paying properly, abuses, discrimination based on color, sexual orientation. So from 2002 till now, we are fighting for the social justice and worker rights. This is not a union, but we are doing our best on behalf of workers.
After protesting the restaurants, the group rallied on Washington Square, where workers from the Flaum Corporation spoke of their struggle to be paid.
The truth is, we were unjustly exploited. They called us really bad names like cockroaches, but we're going to win because we're united, and united we have strength.
Y hay que cambiar leyes para que los patrones respeten nuestro trabajo, porque por ello.
We need to change the laws so that we can get what we own, because they have everything that they have off of our backs. So we need to change the laws.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.